The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Hard sayings of the gentle master. That's what we're talking about today. We brought out truths all last week under this theme, and likewise again this week. We're living in a day when almost anything goes, religiously speaking. You would think that truth had no relationship at all in matters of religion. However, the Apostle Paul was disturbed about what had happened among the Galatian Christians. Let's read about that in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Paul said, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." Then Paul questioned them in Galatians 4:16, "Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" What Paul said was a hard saying to them, and it is today to those who say it doesn't make any difference what you believe, just so you are sincere. This is anything but the truth as we study the Bible. Let's notice some scriptures that says otherwise to us. For example, not 1 Thessalonians, but 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's notice beginning the latter part of verse 10 and going through verse 12. He talks about these people who had fallen away and in a state of apostasy. He says, "Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." What have we read? He says, because they received not the love of the truth, God would let them believe a lie, and that they would be damned, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Yes, truth does matter in the name of religion. It does make a difference what we believe. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, listen to what the Apostle Paul charged this younger preacher in reference to his work. 1 Timothy 4:16. Paul says, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." Timothy, as a preacher, was to do two things: to take heed to his own personal life and to the doctrine, to the teaching of God's word and his truth. Take heed to the doctrine. He says, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Timothy had to preach the right doctrine to be saved. The Apostle Paul said in Acts chapter 20, verse 26 and 27, as he is reviewing his work among the Ephesian elders, "Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." Yes, if Paul had not preached the full counsel of God to them, all the word of God in its fullness, its truth, he would be responsible. But he says, "I am free, I am pure from the blood of all men, because I have not shunned to declare all of God's word to you." Just like he told Timothy to take heed to himself and to the doctrine. There's another verse I point out to you to show that this is true, that the truth is necessary. It is tied in with religion. In 2 John, verse 9, John says, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." So there is a relationship between truth and religion. We must believe what the Bible says, the truth of God, because Paul says, "If any preach any other, let him be accursed." This may be a hard saying, but it is the word of God. Thank you for listening today.